Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so that was weird. We went right from Tony talking to the top of the hour. Technology is, you know, is fantastic.
Chris is being really nice right now, but this is my fault.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's not the end of the world.
I am not okay with myself right now.
All right, don't be okay with yourself. We'll all survive. We're getting into the 4 o'clock hour. We covered 99% of what we were talking about with Belichick, and the final 1% was, you know, the fact that we don't really care that much. So
the big five was almost over, but I'm not.
You
happy
hit the
with
wrong
myself.
Button.
No, I didn't hit any buttons.
Or you didn't prepare the right button.
That's the problem. Is I didn't
okay.
hit any buttons.
Yeah. All right.
I'm mad at myself right now.
Well, I got an idea. Get yourself buttoned up, ha! Sammy Leavitt is coming on in about 35 minutes. I'll have the Padre pregame show. It's ahead of tonight's ball game. Padres Rockies coming up from Coors Field in Denver, a place where the Padres, frankly, have not done well, okay? They've won 41% of the time there since the inception of Coors Field. 1995 was when that started, Scrave, if you can believe that. Coors Field is now 30 years old, and the Padres have never done well there. As a matter of fact, their overall record at Coors Field is worse than it is at Dodger Stadium.
Oh.
And that's saying something, because the Dodgers are usually pretty good and the Rockies are usually pretty bad. Having said that, and I understand people are concerned, anything crazy can happen in Denver. This is maybe the worst Rockies team ever, and it may turn out to be simply the worst team ever. Not just Rockies, team. The Rockies, through 37 games this year, compare miserably to some of the worst teams in baseball history. I mentioned the 1899 Spiders, Cleveland Spiders, earlier. The Spiders actually had a better record through 37 games than the Rockies do now. The last team and only other team to ever start a season 6-31 was the 1988 Orioles. The Orioles started that year 0-21. Can you imagine going through that to start a season?
That'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, and they were 6-31. The good news for maybe the Rockies moving forward is that Oriole team ended up with 54 wins that year, which isn't good, but it's not the record. The record is held by the 62 Mets. Then the 62 Mets are a team that people have laughed at, made fun of, joked about. They were an expansion team with no talent, and they've been the butt of baseball humor for over 60 years. The 62 Mets had won 12 games at this point in the season, twice as many as the Rockies have. And, you know, this is how bad the Rockies are. They're a minus 109 in run differential. They've already had four losing streaks of six games, including their current one, or six or more. They've had two sixes and two eights. They played 12 series. They've lost them all. They've been swept six times. They've been swept twice at home. And they've scored more than four runs only five times in their 18 home games. They don't score. And Matt, in fact, as we pointed out, they're the lowest scoring team in all of baseball coming into this weekend series. So you are talking about historically bad right now. The White Sox last year were 9-28 at this point. Three games better than what the Rockies are now. I'm just trying to make comparisons for you so we can get an idea of what we're dealing with here. Were you able to find that quote, or you were busy with other things? Look, I call your attention to this. Instead, we won't play it.
No. But, I pulled it, so let's play it.
Okay, Sean Bouchard played at Cathedral High, and he's buddies with Braden. And Sean Bouchard is an outfielder on this Rocky team. He's been on the team all year. He's kind of their fourth or fifth outfielder. He starts against left-handed pitching, so he's not in the lineup tonight. But Sean Bouchard was on with Braden earlier. And I thought it was interesting because Braden asked him, how are you handling this? This is awful to have to go through this.
Yeah.
What the Rockies are dealing with. Here's what Sean Bouchard said. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, you know, it has been tough. Obviously, you know, we see everything, right? We're human. We see it. We feel it. We know. I mean, no one feels worse, right, about anything than us. And you know, it is tough, right? But it's a long year, and there's a lot of things that can happen. And, you know, at the end of the day, but like, this is our job, right? Like, we show up. This is our job every single day. You know, we do everything we can, obviously, to be prepared and get ready for the games. And, you know, it's obviously been a really tough stretch, and we need to start doing some things, obviously, a little bit different, myself included. But to your point, though, you know, any day in the big leagues is a good day. And, you know, it's hard to have that perspective and gratitude in the moment when you're obviously losing as much as we are right now. But, you know, I think having the right perspective sometimes and coming in with a good attitude and being positive, you know, it's hard on a daily basis, especially when you're, you know, have the record that we have. But, you know, I mean, someone's got to do it, right? And what's the alternative is, you know, you show up and pout and feel bad for yourself. You know, it's the big leagues. You know, no one else is going to feel bad for you. No one's going to take it easy on you. So, you know, it's tough, but we have a lot of good players here. You know, I, you know, strongly believe that, you know, the talent here is better than obviously what we're showing. So, you know, I have every bit of faith in the guys and the team to obviously turn things around a little bit. And I see them working day in, day out, you know, behind the scenes. But, you know, to your point, you know, it is tough and, you know, something's definitely got to change.
I thought the most interesting thing there was, there was a lot of it.
It was a good answer.
It was. The most interesting thing there was this. Every day is a good day in the big leagues. That's a hell of a good way to look at this.
Yeah.
As he said, he didn't say this exact thing, but being 6-31 in the major leagues is better than being 31-6 in double A.
That is very true.
Right? So, you know, I think, and I got to believe that some of that, it still comes from Bud Black, too, you know, who tries to somehow magically keep this thing afloat.
It'd be very hard to motivate these guys.
It really would. But that answer by Sean Bouchard was quite interesting, I thought. Because, you know, we can sit here and just, you know, poke fun at the Rockies, and we do. But they have to actually go through it. So that was a really good question. If you want to hear the whole interview with Sean Bouchard, Braden's show earlier today, you can find it 973thefansd.com.
That's why I don't want to talk about how bad they are, because I feel like even the terrible teams put together a five-game win streak at some point. I don't know if this team will do it.
Not yet. They've got a two in a row right now as their best, and they only did that once so far this season.
Well, I don't want it to be this weekend.
Nobody does. Nobody does. You get a little nervous about it, for sure. I get that. Get a little nervous about, you know, that the Rockies are going to do what they always do to the Padres and catch a little fire here. It's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it when you say that. I know, you said this before.
I've said it before. Well, look, we'll all start finding out about a half an hour from right now with Sam Levitt's pregame show. All right, we got to take a break early, Scraby says.
I messed everything up, people.
Because the last break was a debacle.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good word for it.
But before we do, I want to tell you what's coming up next. Kind of to wrap up the show today. Today would have been Tony Gwynn's 65th birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to Mr. Padre. May 9th, 1960. Today is May 9th. Kirk Kenny will come on and help us celebrate that heavenly birthday of the Padres' all-time great when we come back, after all of this stuff that Scraby has to do.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we welcome you back. 4:19 is the time. Sam Levitt's pregame show is coming up. Jay Cronenworth is back in the lineup tonight after a day more than a month off. Jake will be batting sixth. Coors Field tonight in Denver. Padres against the Rockies. Oscar Gonzalez was sent down to make room for Cronenworth's return. Sam Levitt's pregame show will detail all of that in about 15 minutes. But we finish up our part of the afternoon with Kirk Kenny, who put a nice article together today, as he often does, in the San Diego Union-Tribune. Today being what would have been Kirk's 65th birthday for the late, great Tony Gwynn. And I think, you know, looking at the headline, which I know you don't write, but the story referring to all of this, is the amazing thing that it has now been 24 years since Tony Gwynn, our Anthony's dad, has even played in a game, and yet he still has the kind of impact he does in our community. Right?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Yeah, to pick up on that, that's what makes these stories so fun for me to do. I mean, I put on the internet, children named after Tony Gwynn, and that's how I located some of these people. And the first guy I talked to is from Connecticut. The guy's almost 3,000 miles away, and Tony impacted his life growing up. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I never thought about that until I was lucky enough to be in Philadelphia 1 year, and I think it was his last season, and he came up to bat, and I think it was the old Veterans Stadium. I don't think Citizens Bank Park had opened up yet. And Tony came to bat, and he got an ovation, the likes of which I had never heard before for a visiting player. And I thought, wow, this is really something. These are people, like you said, Kirk, 3,000 miles away, who didn't even always get to see his games because they were so late at night. But, man, did they appreciate Tony Gwynn in Philadelphia. That was incredible to me. So it shouldn't be surprising to us.
What's also amazing is almost everybody you come across has a Tony Gwynn story, and as many of the stories are off the field when he came across somebody as they were on the field for what he did. And that's the other thing. So many times he touched people out of the limelight, and, you know, they say character shows the most when nobody's watching. And, you know, he'd make an impact on somebody's life. And just story after story after story, it never ends.
Yeah, Kirk Kenny is with us. May 9th was the day, 1960, Tony Gwynn. And he would have been 65 today. Sadly, you know, we notice also that it's been 11 years since his passing. I mean, the time just, goes way too fast. But I'm glad that we all take a minute to think about Tony and do it more than once a year, right? We had the bobblehead night last week. We've got today, your mm-hmm. story. It just brings, as you said, Kirk, even if you didn't know him, and most people, I think you're right, most people kind of did, because everybody ran into him at one time or another. It just brings a smile to your face because that's what he brought to your face.
Right. One of the guys I spoke with, his son's now 10, and his son is named, his first name is Gwynn, and they decided whether it was a boy or a girl, it was going to be Gwynn. They live down near Atlanta. But his son's just starting to ask more and more about Tony, and one of the things he asked was, does anybody else for the Padres get to wear number 19? And that's when his dad explained, no, that number's retired. No one else can wear it. But this kid plays for the Padres in youth league, and he gets to wear 19.
Yep, he's got 19.
That is awesome, I have to say. If you could wear 19 and your name is Gwynn, that is great.
And I might say, I don't know what youth league, but hopefully it has his name on the back.
That would
right?
be amazing.
Gwynn 19.
It does. Yep,
okay,
it does.
So yeah, he's got it. You know, this is neither here nor there, but I wore 19 some at San Diego State, and I don't even think I can mention it. Because he was 28. At
yeah,
San Diego
yes,
State,
yes,
which
yes.
people don't know.
No.
But he's the 19.
19 is retired at San Diego State, but for someone else.
Right. He is the 19. Was it Chris? I think it was Chris. Chris Gwynn.
Somebody whose name you already mentioned today, but it was not Chris.
Oh.
Bud Black?
It was Bud Black.
Bud Black wore 19?
Yes.
Did not know.
We need to do a Chris versus Kirk in
Kirk's
trivia.
Good on San Diego State trivia. Yeah, he knows more about the baseball program than I do. Kirk Kenny is with us. Again, you talked to Tony Jr. We had him, and asking about this today, and he's just telling us, man, he just gets an outpouring from people, that want to write him and just say they're thinking about him today.
Major League Baseball put out a bunch of posts about Tony Gwynn Sr., a bunch of different cool things about his career, and it's nice for me to see all those things because I never got to meet him or talk to him or anything like that. And so I guess my question for you, Kirk, is like, what made him special, but like, can you explain to me why he just captured everyone's heart every time he met them?
Well, it started with his performance on the field, but it immediately carried off the field. One is a lot of people bring up his laugh. It's just this infectious laugh that you never forget and you don't never get tired of hearing. And then it's also a lifetime Padre, stayed in San Diego, then became the coach of the Aztecs. He was just and so accessible. I wrote something a few years back about what price his autograph was bringing, and I remember talking to him about it at the time, and he goes, I don't know how it could be worth anything. I think I've signed for everybody.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. No, that's true. My roommate back in right after I got out of San Diego State actually worked at a I want to say a Vons, but you'll get mad at me. A Pavilions,
yes.
But back then, I think it was Vons. Anyway, he was just a you know, stock boy at the market. And he ran into Tony one time, and he goes, I got to get Tony's autograph for Chris. So he, you know, asked him, and Tony signed something for me, which I thought was kind of comical in a sense. But, yeah, no, you're right, Kirk. Everybody ran into him. And I think to help answer your question too, Scraby, he had an amazing ability to make whoever was there feel like the most important person in the room. Not him, but them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a gift that he had. You know, his laugh is part of it. But when you came across Tony Gwynn, you just felt better about yourself. He had a way of doing that.
You know, there's one story that always sticks out to me, and I guess he got thrown out of a college baseball game, I think in Utah or something like that.
That's right.
He was walking back to the hotel because he couldn't go to the game because he got thrown out.
Well, they had no clubhouse.
So he had to go back to the hotel.
Yeah, he had to go back to the hotel. There's nowhere else for him to go.
And someone told us that they asked him for an autograph even in that moment, and he graciously gave them the autograph.
He was walking back to the hotel room in his cleats.
Clack, clack, clack.
Stories just on autographs that he's given. I remember once when he was coaching at San Diego State, he was down scouting at Granite Hills, and some guy walked up to him with a crushed Coke can to autograph, because I'm sure it was the only thing the guy could find to sign, and Tony signed it. And yeah. I'm just shaking my head. I think the only thing he would not sign is a Dodger hat.
I love it.
Fair enough.
That is awesome.
Well, it also explains why the year that I did travel with the baseball team and we did a bunch of their games, and because Strasburg was there.
Mm-hmm.
Tony loved Strasburg for a lot of reasons. One of the other reasons, because when we would go somewhere on the road, we get off the bus, half the people would go get an autograph from Strasburg instead of them all going to Tony.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he appreciated that. When did you, do you know even, Kirk, like your first recollection of Tony Gwynn?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
I had just started writing for the school newspaper at San Diego State, the Daily Aztec, in 1981.
Yeah.
And I believe it was on a Saturday. Tony finished his basketball career against New Mexico with like 16 points and 16 assists. And then 2 days later, it's a Monday, and they have a doubleheader against Southern Cal College, and Tony joins the team. And it, you know, it's to the point now where it's mythical, and it's like he had 8 hits and 5 at-bats. But
he did. No, it's true.
But he did definitely have, I think, both RBIs in the game, in the doubleheader, a couple stolen bases, several hits, several RBIs. So, you know, the guy comes back, and 48 hours later, he just hits the ground running, literally.
Yeah, and in those days, because I was on the club, we started working out for the season in September. He started working out for the season the day before he showed up, and he was already better than everybody.
Well, I think he did tell me he cheated a little bit that year and came into the batting cages a little bit before the season.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
yeah.
What? Okay, so my last question and comment, Kirk, is he was drafted by both the NBA and Major League Baseball. Now, do we know why? I mean, we know why he chose baseball.
On the same day, by the same city.
Yeah, do we? I mean, was there ever a chance that he was actually going to do the NBA? Because obviously he's a Hall of Famer, a Hall of Fame baseball player, so he made the right choice, but it would be very alternate universe for him to be an NBA player. Was he like, do you think he was worried that he wasn't going to be as good in the NBA, or what do you think went behind his decision?
I think he figured he had a much better chance to have more longevity in baseball. And I would think that he's right. On top of which, if he had signed with the Clippers, they moved in like 84 to LA, and he might've just quit basketball then and said, I'm not leaving San Diego.
Yeah, I think the closest he came to playing basketball, really, as a full-time, you know, career, was after high school when he was recruited to San Diego State.
Yeah,
he was not recruited there to play baseball.
He was recruited to Cal State Fullerton, but they wouldn't let him play both, and that's what turned him towards San Diego State.
Yeah,
good on San Diego State.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a smart decision.
Good on San Diego State, but better on his old teammate, Bobby Meacham, who told Coach Dietz, you better get this guy on the team. He's the best player I've ever seen.
We need a book about Tony Gwynn Sr. and Coach Dietz stories.
Yeah, it would be a long one. It would be like our encyclopedia book. Be a lot of them. Hey, Kirk, thanks so much. Always, you know, we can do this all the time, talking about Tony, and I appreciate you his legacy alive. Kirk's story in the paper today. You can see it online. It's got a lot of stuff from Tony Jr. in there.
Yep.
And
if I could drop in, 5 years ago on the 60th birthday, I did 60 things to know about Tony Gwynn, and I put a link to that online. So that's another thing that people might be interested in reading.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see 60 that. I wonder how many of the 60 I'm lucky enough to know about. Probably.
I'll leave you with this one. He skipped the fourth grade.
What?
Yep, didn't know that one.
Skipped. Well, you got to explain it now.
Well, he was too smart. They used to move people ahead. I skipped a grade when I was little as well. That's why I graduated so young.
Oh.
It happened in those days. People tried to hurry up and get through school, I guess.
So
by college, I never knew you were that good of a student.
I wasn't. I was a terrible student. I don't know how the hell they made a horrible mistake.
Oh,
believe me.
Man.
They made a horrible mistake. That's all I can say.
I'm going to go check out these 60 things because I need to know more. I need to know more. Thank you, Kirk.
All right, Kirk. We'll see you soon. Right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Kirk Kenny. Again, his article online here. San Diego Union Tribune, or just pick up a paper and read the latest from Kirk. And, Tony Gwynn. It's never the wrong thing to do on this program or any program, I think, to take a segment about the great Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, it's very sad.
You asked a good question, Scrabe, as to what made him special, and I think that we kind of hit on it. Those are the things.
Because that's what I hear from everyone, is that they felt he was legitimately talking to them.
He was interested in them.
He wasn't trying to get out of the conversation. He was invested in them.
Pretty much every time. And, playing on the same team with him, at very first, he was on a pedestal because he was Tony Gwynn. You already knew he was a special guy. But that didn't last long because he brought you up to his level and came, to your level, to where even though I was the worst player on the team, and we all, this is documented, I felt like just as good a friend of his as the best guy on the team because was able to do it.
That is different.
Yeah.
Because, I've played on teams where there's guys who are very good and they don't really pay attention to the
There's different class
little,
systems.
The little, little old me's over here.
Yeah. No, Tony Gwynn did that beautifully. All right. One quick hockey. Toronto 2, Florida 1. Maple Leafs already lead the series 2-0. Florida, the defending Stanley Cup champs, had better get with it. We got Padres and Rockies and Sam Levitt next for Tony Gwynn Jr., on this, the day, heavenly birthday of his father and Mr. Scraby, Chris Ello. Have a good weekend, everybody. Get the brooms out.
We're getting out of here. I can't do it.
See you Monday.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.